Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
8:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 is back as the crew is about to open the season on the road in New York.
Brewers Baseball brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino.
Oh, my God.
Every day during the season, we talk Brewers Baseball on Brewers 360, brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on Wednesdays, it'll be the play-by-play man, Jeff Levering.
I helped him find it, too.
Well, it's not mine to give.
Jeff on the line with us this morning. Ah, how do you like that?
What an intro. Thanks, guys. Thanks. It's great to be back with you for another season of Brewers Baseball. And man, if you could retire that Elmo anytime soon, that'd be awesome.
All right, as requested. I'll delete it from the system, Levo. Hey, are you in New York right now?
I am indeed, yes. I went for a run in Central Park already this morning, so we're all set to go.
Nice. I got my college kid daughter lives out there, and then younger sister went to visit her, and I'm like, hey, the Brewers are in town this week, but I'm hardly expecting them to get a ticket to opening day at Yankee Stadium nonetheless.
Might be a hot ticket considering the Yankees went to the World Series last year, and they got the mighty Brewers in town.
Hey, listen, want to make sure I brought this up before we get into a lot of other stuff here, but I really enjoyed the pic that you posted the other day. You had the family out there in Arizona with you. Looked like you were just taking in a ball game as fans. How much time, you know, was the whole bunch able to spend out there with you?
Yeah, they were only out there for 6 days, and they're in New York with me right now too. So we get a nice bunch of days stacked together, which didn't happen very much. We went 28 days without being together. Kids have school and stuff, and the Brewers were playing a bunch of games during spring training. So we had 28 days where we didn't see each other. Those days where we get to just be a family just does not happen very often. So for us to take in a ball game and hang out, yeah, I think I've done that maybe 5 times in my 11 years in the big leagues right now. So it's cool to get those chances just to chill as a family.
Do the kids know that you have the coolest job in the world or one of them? Or is it just like that's just normal to them?
Well, hopefully I'm just dad, and that they think that it's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't think they realize it quite yet, and I love them being jaded like that. baseball is also the thing that takes me away the most, so it's kind of a love-hate relationship, I think.
You could do worse than New York spring break, right? That's a fun place to be as a family.
No, this is good. And the weather's supposed to be really nice this week, too. And it's in the 40s today, but it could be 80 this weekend. You could do much worse than New York City.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the weather. If we're in baseball weather, it sounds like we just might be.
Yeah, I hope so. I think that we're dry, at least, the days that the Brewers are supposed to be playing, with the exception of Sunday. We might have some scattered showers, but I will take this over anything else right now. If there's no roof like we have in Milwaukee, I would take dry over anything else.
Talking with Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, Brewers opening day tomorrow in New York. Let's talk a little baseball here too, Levo. Talked with manager Pat Murphy on Tuesday. Actually, first I wanted to share this with you. So, Murphy, as we're wrapping up our interview.
Great talking to you. Really enjoyed it. Okay.
I was like, you did? He said he really enjoyed talking to us.
He said it twice.
Yeah. Is he just in a good mood, or what'd you all do to Murph?
No, I think that this spring, I was telling some people this the other day, that he just feels like his shoulders are a little more relaxed this year. I mean, year one as a big league manager for the first time is not an easy thing, right? You're trying to navigate so many different schedules, and there were so many injuries last year that the Brewers had to deal with, and you know, transactions and different players that were on the roster. I mean, it felt like sometimes you needed a "Hi, my name is" sticker before walking into the clubhouse. I think this year, while the cast of characters is a little different, it's virtually a good amount of the same people from last year, at least the main cogs in the wheel. So I think he's walking a little lighter, and that's a good thing. And who doesn't enjoy talking to you guys every morning? I thank you guys for talking every week. There's no doubt about that.
It's his favorite part of the week. He did mention, Murph did, Levo, 7 of his 13 pitchers are not making this roadie to start the season. If we had to pick a spot where the injury bug has bitten again, it is in the rotation and in the bullpen.
Yeah, and that's kind of a tale as old as time, Vince. I mean, it feels like, and this is a common thing, not just for the Brewers, but in Major League Baseball, that injuries have been more and more prevalent during spring training. Guys just don't know how to go from 50% of their work ethic in the off season and then the quick ramp up. And it just feels like in the spring training, everybody's trying to go from 0 to 100. As opposed to, okay, well, I'm going to maintain this at maybe 60% over the off season, and then all I need to do is that extra 40% to get to the regular season. It just feels like there's a lot more injuries now with the pitching side of things, and those elbows and shoulders get a little cranky. And hopefully for the Brewers' sake, it feels like the Tobias Myers injury with the rib cage and the oblique is a lot less serious than what they thought. Yeah. And the other ones are just trying to maintain and get them to where they can get there and help you sooner rather than later.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. This is the spot where you tell me it's been great to talk to me.
It's been great talking with you, Vince, as always. And I
really
look forward to doing it.
It
again next week.
All right, my friend. Have a great call tomorrow. Can't wait to hear it.
You got it. Take care, guys.
How you like them apples?